Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to this Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. Mark Schatz is here, and my name is Paul Adams. And we are studying together today in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're going to begin with verses 8 and 9. As we look at the Scripture, it's a really exciting part of Scripture, and studying through here is always such an exciting thing to see the truths that God has revealed to us, to be able to share words that God has for us, and to learn those things that Almighty God wants us to know. And so, last time we left off with the idea that every person is going to have to face the judgment, and so we need to be serious about that. We need to be watchful concerning those things, and we need to be ready. And so, as we think about that kind of preparedness and readiness and living so that we're ready to see the Lord, we'll go ahead and pick up with verses 8 and 9.
Beginning in verse 8, he says, "Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint."
As we see this passage, and the thought continues, but we thought it was wise to go ahead and stop there and to make some application of these things. When we consider this, that there is a reminder here that we've seen several times throughout the book of 1 Peter, that when you're living for God, and when you're ready for judgment, when you're looking for your inheritance, when you're trying to be like God, that it's going to impact the way in which you live every day, and that means that it's going to change the way you treat people.
Yeah, you look at this, and he just talked in chapter 4 about how we personally need to be doing the will of God, and how we personally need to hear the gospel and do what God and be what God wants us to be. But as Peter often does throughout this book, he ties that doing the will of God into how it pours out into our life and it affects our behavior among others. Because in verse 8 he says, above all, and then he introduces the community, the group of people, the group of believers, known as one another here in the verse. He says, keep fervent in your love for one another. It's not just enough for me to be right according to the gospel and to be holy. In some of the abstract ways, we sometimes think of that. Holiness and doing the will of God is not a theoretical thing in the Gospels, and Peter certainly drives that point home. It's a thing that impacts our lives, and it causes our behavior towards others to be in a certain way. And we're going to see that in verses 8 and 9.
As we think about that, there is a conclusion that is drawn over and over again, a kind of a constant conclusion. And Mark's going to point that out in a minute, I think. But as we look here, I want you to notice that when we see in the Word of God that we're to be ready for judgment, we are to be ready to meet the Lord, there's this personal preparedness, there's this readiness, there's a relationship with God that has to be established in obedience to the gospel. But as you see that, every time he keeps bringing it back around to the way in which we treat one another, fervent love, verse 9, hospitality, and even if we look at again in verse 10, serving one another. I know we didn't read that verse, but we'll talk about that more later, is that we have this idea that when you are serving God, Mark's correct that it is not just something that's theoretical. It's something that affects everyday life, which means it affects the way in which you treat others. Do you see that kind of conclusion being drawn multiple times throughout the book of 1 Peter?
Yeah, I see that. And Paul, I like what you said when we were talking about it and studying before we went on the air. You called it a constant conclusion. And that's what Peter does. Peter's constant conclusion is that our holiness in God and doing His will cause us to be servants to one another, will affect our behavior towards one another. And you can look, and I'll just point out a few things as we go through Peter. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, he talks about, "You have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. Throughout the book of 1 Peter and even the Gospels and the whole New Testament, Christ is presented as one whose service was to others. He put others first. He thought of others first. When in doing the will of God, even in dying on the cross, he was doing that for others. And Peter mentions that. He mentions Christ, who suffered for you, and he left you an example that you should imitate him. You should follow in his steps. So the will of God in their lives and being Christ-like and holy in their lives was to spill over into other people. They were to be servants to others, like we looked at here in chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. But even more than that, Peter brings up in chapter 1, he brings up the prophets of old. In chapter 1 and verse 12, it said, these prophets of old, it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you. These holy men of old, these prophets, their holiness, their doing the will of God, poured out of themselves onto others in their service to others when we look at it. And if we look at even chapter 3 in 1 Peter, notice this idea, this constant conclusion. In chapter 3 and in verses 8 and 9, Peter there writes, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. Those are just a few passages we can look at and tie it all in together. That when we are holy like God in Christ, and when we are doing the will of God here on this earth, that will flow out onto others in our behavior towards them, and that we will serve others, and our behavior towards them will be very Christ-like, because, as we just looked at last week, the end of all things is near, that judgment is coming, and we want others to be saved also, not just ourselves.
What great points there, Mark. I appreciate that. You know, he goes on as he's talking about those things, talking about husbands and wives. He talks about servants, on and on. He applies these principles that if you're a follower of Christ, it impacts how you treat other people. Such a beautiful thought that we find throughout this passage. Mark mentioned something there that is not just theoretical. And we need to see something here that serving God is not just about what all we know. Certainly we need to study. We need to know God's Word. But here it's very much comes out in our actions. Seeing if those things are being applied in our daily lives, how we're treating other people, if they can see Christ living in us. Wives are told earlier to try to win their husbands by their good conduct. We see this always just being revealed over and over again in that way. Now, Mark, as we look through this text that we're in 1 Peter 4, 8, and 9, fervent love for one another, that is, love that's willing to sacrifice. You mentioned Christ before. He's the example of that. And then he says here that love will cover a multitude of sins. What if I do something that is sinful? What are you going to do, Mark?
I'm going to let you know about it, Paul, because I love you. And that's kind of contrary to what we think about love these days. These days, the world thinks about love as in it's just being approving of whatever you are, whatever you do, whatever you think. And it's just a warm, fuzzy thing. But here in verse 8, it was interesting to me that he reminded them to keep fervent in their love for one another. Sometimes we can take each other for granted, or because we're around each other all the time, that maybe our love isn't fervent like it should be. But our love for one another as fellow Christians should be fervent and powerful and active and alive, and we should keep it that way. And he says this love covers a multitude of sins. If there's sin in your life, or if there's sin in my life, you're not just going to, out of love, tell me good, happy things. You're going to tell me things that will help me to cover that sin. And in James chapter 5 and verse 2, or 20, we know about the covering of sins. He talks about in James chapter 5 and verse 20. I'm trying to get there, Paul, but it's being slow. But anyway, James talks about the idea that love covers a multitude of sins. And when you get that, you can read it. But you look at this, and that's what true love is. The world talks about love, but here's true love. True love will cause us to talk to one another and to teach one another what the right thing is so that we can be prepared for that judgment that he's just mentioned in the previous verses. You look at James 5, verse 20. What'd you find that said, Paul?
Let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. It's not a covering up, but instead it's a allowing God to forgive that by rendering obedience to those right things.
Yeah, so here he shows that he shows really what true fervent love is. It's not what the world thinks it is sometimes. True fervent love among someone who's doing the will of God and living Christ in their life towards others will even address thorny issues like sin in their lives because they love that person and what they want their soul to be saved.
And he says how we can do that in verse 9, to be hospitable. And to do it without grumbling. And we're going to have to stop for today. We are out of time, but we'll pick up there next time. And we appreciate you joining us so much. And we'll review verse 9 just a bit as we press on into verses 10 and 11 as we get together next week for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.